It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist, John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this Ask the Pro feature with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John, you've mentioned that the minimum age to get a reverse is 62. What happens when you have a couple and only one of the borrowers is 62? Can they still get the loan?
Great question. The short answer is yes. Now, back in the day, when the big banks were doing these loans, it became pretty commonplace if the older spouse, typically the husband, was over 62, and the younger spouse, typically the wife, was under 62, they'd talk them into taking the wife off the title and doing the loan just in the husband's name. Now, that was all well and good until the aging husband passed away, because at that point, the grieving widow realized she was out in the cold. In the middle of grieving for her recently deceased husband, she was forced to pack everything up, sell the house, and move. Now, that was a huge hardship for a lot of widows, as you can imagine. And there were so many complaints about that situation that AARP, to their credit, decided to sue FHA in court, and they won. So as of August of 2014, we can now have a quote-unquote non-borrowing spouse under 62. She, or he, is still not on the loan or the title, but now the loan isn't due until both the husband and the wife have either passed away or they decided to sell. Now, once the borrowing spouse passes, the non-borrowing spouse no longer has access to the equity, but she can continue to live in the home as long as she wants, as long as she fulfills the terms of the loan, which means she maintains the home and pays the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA dues on time. Now, once the non-borrowing spouse turns 62, then she can usually refinance the original loan and become the eligible borrower, which means that she would now have access to the available equity again for the duration of the loan.
Okay, so what happens when a couple gets a reverse and several years later the husband or wife passes away?
Well, in a word, nothing. As long as they were both over 62 when they got the loan, nothing would change. As long as the wife occupies the property and abides by the terms of the loan, she will still have access to the available equity.
But what about if one or both of the borrowers get sick and they have to move out of the home? What happens then?
Well, technically, the property must be your primary residence, so at least one of the borrowers has to occupy the property for at least 6 months out of the year. So it's perfectly fine to be a snowbird and only spend half the time in the house that secures the loan and the other half traveling or living somewhere else. However, for health or medical reasons, you're allowed to be gone up to a year before the loan becomes due. After a year of consecutive absence, FHA no longer considers the property to be your primary residence, and the loan will become due at that time. That's called a maturity event. And within 30 days of being notified of a maturity event, the loan servicer will mail a quote-unquote due and payable letter to the borrower or the borrower's estate that discloses the current loan balance and explains the options for paying back the loan.
Very interesting, John. How do we find out more?
You can reach me on my direct line at 425-348-1829. Again, that's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.